What about your punt and kickoff coverage units? Would you like to see some improvement there? It seems like the last couple of weeks that they've allowed bigger returns than they have in the past.
I mean, the punt unit against St. Louis allowed 11 yards to a pretty good returner. But I think that, you know, I mean, this game is going to be a big game special teams-wise. I mean, on paper right now, it's, you know, it's a major – I mean, it's a big advantage, right, to Kansas City. And, you know, we're aware of that. So they have – their return units are all ranked, I think, in every category probably in the top five, but top ten for sure. I would say top five in several. So, you know, we're aware of that. Our team's aware of that. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, to make and take the appropriate steps here as we go forward. You know, I mean, you know, our punt team, you know, the issue for us has been more coverage, of course, you know, than it has been Marquette. Marquette's done a great job in keeping us in ball games. In fact, you know, I mean, he got a game ball for, you know, his game last week. But, you know, we need to, you know, we need to do a better job in the coverage units. So, and I have challenged that group this week.
With Thorpe being full this week after missing the last two, and you had pointed him out along with Chekwa as a couple of one of your steadier guys that should hopefully shore things up a little.
Yeah, you'd hope so. I mean, you know, again, I just really have to see him, you know, continue to use his hand a little bit. You know, I mean, but he's been getting better and better, and I got to see him be able to do that. I mean, he got to be, you know, obviously he's got fresh legs. He can run. He can do all those things, you know, but he's got to be able to, you know, to get somebody on the ground in those situations. So I need to just make sure that I can see those things. And, you know, he had a good day yesterday. Today, you know, that it wasn't that kind of day today, you know, obviously being indoors.
What's the biggest improvement you've seen in Sealmore this season?
I think probably the biggest improvement that I've seen, you know, from CO this season is the way he's reacted and responded, you know, to some of the different run reads that he's seeing. You know, I mean, I think he's pulled the trigger a lot faster right now than he did a year ago. You know, I thought he played fast a year ago as a young player coming in, and I had a little bit of history on him because I knew some of the coaches up at UConn, you know, being from that area, and had a little bit of background when we drafted him. You know, in fact, was asked a couple questions about him when we drafted him, and I dug up some information there, you know. But, you know, I think he's, you know, a guy right now that sees the picture pretty clear, you know, and is not afraid to, you know, to pull the trigger fast in there. And I think that's the biggest improvement. You know, the other thing I think he's done a really good job of is, you know, in the past, you know, some of the different pattern matches and the different things in the underneath coverages, you know, maybe were things that came a little bit, you know, didn't come as easy to him, you know, because you see so much. And at that position, I think those are things that he's improving on, you know, and he's getting better at. And he needs to continue to improve in those areas. You know, CO knows that. But, you know, he's making really good progress that way. It's allowing him to play faster.